Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we will know more about the 2710 Cinema Initiative. And to do that, we are joined by Pauline Cano, who is the ambassador of Luxembourg for this edition of 2710 Cinema. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, Pauline, tell us more about this European project and why did you decide to apply for 2710 Cinema?
I have always loved cinema. Cinema for me has always been a very important part of my life. I love to watch it, watch movies, but also be part of it. It can be behind the camera, but also playing for the camera, in front of the camera. And I definitely want to work in this sector later. And so when I saw this opportunity, I saw that I absolutely must apply.
Be here.
I must be here. And I must apply, and but I didn't have a lot of time. So I very quickly prepared everything. And then I didn't get an answer for a long time. So I saw they didn't take me. And then I got the email and I was just over happy.
Fantastic. Pauline, I read from your profile that Antichrist by Lars von Trier is among the three best European films you have seen in the last year. Is it correct?
It is correct.
It's one of my favorite films. So we have something in common. What's your dream job, Pauline?
My dream job would be a combination of different sectors of art, because I love to play, to act. So I would like to be an actress, but I also like to create, because I'm a very creative person and I have many ideas. So I would also like to create my own movies, also to draw and sing and
A lot of things,
but all connected with art.
To art
and different
expressions, let's say.
Yes, different expressions and the different kinds of art.
And I know that your favorite film theater is the Cinémathèque.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I actually love it because there are always topics. So, for example, the months of Almodovar, where they show only Almodovar movies, or the months of women, and they show only women films produced by women. For example, I saw Les Petites Marguerites. So I don't know how it's translated in English. I saw this before coming to Venice, not so long ago. I saw this during the month of women, so I like the actual fact that it's topical, and also because they're non-mainstream movies, and often also old movies.
And speaking of non-mainstream films, what's the situation of independent films in your country, in Luxembourg?
Independent films? Well, let's say in Luxembourg, they really try to develop the industry of cinema, but since it's a very small country, it's usually co-productions. So we have production companies like Samsa Film or Amour Fou is also a production company. And we have also Casting Lux, which is a casting agency which casts people from Luxembourg and surroundings. So, yeah, most films that are shot in studio are shot in Filmland, in Luxembourg, in Kelen, it's the name of the village. And so yes, Luxembourg is really trying to encourage also young people to create movies. And
That's great.
Yeah.
Moving back to Venice, which one of the 2710 Cinema activities, workshops, are you looking forward to the most? And why?
Can I say also which one I was looking
for? Yes, of
because
course.
We already had a lot. So I was really looking forward for the masterclass of film direction with Mina Mileva and Vesela Katsakova. Because I actually think that it's very interesting how they make the movies, because it's really political and it's not easy to to make movies like this, and also because I think it's very interesting, because it's creating, it's directing, it's like playing all the roles in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Pauline. Thank you for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Luxembourg for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. Thank you for being here. And to all our listeners, don't miss our next interviews with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.